This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia yesterday. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside the Brazilian President, Mr. Modi said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Mr. Modi said, this target is not difficult to achieve if two countries work together like one team.
आज की चर्चाओं में हमने हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग को सुदृढ़ करने पर बात की. हमने आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 billion तक ले जाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
Prime Minister said, we want India-Brazil relations to be as colorful as carnival, as passionate as football. He said that both sides will also work to expand the India-Mercosur Preferential Trade Agreement, PTA. Mr. Modi said, India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defense, artificial intelligence and digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said, our thinking on the fight against terrorism is aligned, zero tolerance and zero double standards. He said, our clean stance is that there is no place for double standards on terrorism. Brazil conferred its highest honor, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Modi. He expressed his gratitude for being conferred Brazil's highest national honor.
राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा मुझे ब्राजील के सर्वोच्च राष्ट्रीय सम्मान से विभूषित किया जाना मेरे लिए ही नहीं बल्कि 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों के लिए भी अत्यंत गर्व और भावुकता का पल है. मैं इसके लिए उनका, ब्राजील सरकार और ब्राजील के लोगों का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ.
In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia today at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to the country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly 3 decades. On arrival, PM will be accorded a ceremonial welcome, which will be followed by the delegation-level talks between the two countries to deepen the economic partnership. Several MOUs on expanding cooperation in various critical areas such as energy security, health and pharma are expected to be exchanged between the two countries. The Commission for Air Quality Management has amended its earlier directive to enforce a phased ban on refueling end-of-life vehicles. In a statement, the CAQM said that all end-of-life vehicles will be denied fueling from 1st November 2025 in Delhi, Gurgaon, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Gautam Buddha Nagar and Sonipat. The ban will be extended to the remaining NCR districts from 1st April 2026. Delhi Cabinet has approved over 900 crore rupees for smart classrooms in Delhi government schools. It has also approved implementation of National Education Policy 2020 in the national capital. The decisions were taken yesterday in the 10th Cabinet meeting chaired by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. The IMD, Indian Meteorological Department, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha today. According to IMD, heavy rainfall is very likely to prevail over isolated places of Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Similar conditions are also expected in northeast and southern parts of the country. In archery, Rishabh Yadav and Jyoti Sureka Vennam led India's strong show in the compound qualification rounds, helping the country grab the top seedings in both individual and team events at the fourth and final stage of the Archery World Cup at Madrid in Spain. 22-year-old Rishabh Yadav claimed the top spot in the men's compound qualifying round with a score of 716 points. Reigning Asian Games champion Jyoti Sureka Vennam also clinched the top spot in the women's compound section with a score of 715 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.